AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Abortion rights supporters in Washington celebrating the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Our Mike Pasoli was there.
Thousands of anti-abortion demonstrators marched from the National Mall to the U.S. Supreme Court today for the 50th annual March for Life. Adults and children carried signs reading, "I am the post-Roe generation," and "Every person is a gift." Annie Nelson, a homemaker from Charlotte, North Carolina, says it's important to stand up for all lives.
Children should be protected at all costs, and that abortion on demand should be outlawed.
Jacqueline Metzel from Lancaster, Ohio, held her daughter and wept, saying after getting pregnant at an early age, she chose life.
I knew she was meant to be here. I knew there was something special about her from the moment I saw her on the screen. I couldn't tell her no.
From the Supreme Court, I'm Mike Pasoli.
Today is 2 years since I was sworn in as president.
President Biden marked 2 years in office today, speaking to the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The pandemic was raging. Our economy was reeling. But we acted together. Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working. We're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down.
Three active-duty Marines have been charged for allegedly taking part in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. At Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Western defense leaders have failed to resolve divisions over providing battle tanks to Ukraine, despite this plea from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The terror which burns city after city becomes insolent when it feels that the defenders of freedom run out of weapons against it.
German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius.
There will be a decision in the short term, but I don't know why, and I don't know how the decision will look.
Economic news, home sales down nearly 18% last year, and tech layoffs continue, Google letting 12,000 go. This is AP News. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has a long road to recovery after going into cardiac arrest during a game in Cincinnati on January 2nd. Donna Warder has details.
Hamlin's marketing representative Jordan Rooney tells the Associated Press that Hamlin still requires oxygen and that his heart is monitored regularly. Rooney says Hamlin is able to visit the team's facility but, quote, is not in position to travel often and requires additional rest to help his body heal, and quote. Bills coach Sean McDermott said earlier this week that Hamlin is taking a baby step at a time. I'm Donna Warder.
The NFL playoffs continue tomorrow. First up, Jaguars and Chiefs in Kansas City at 4:30 Eastern. Giants and Eagles in Philadelphia at 8:15. The Bills are in action again on Sunday, hosting Cincinnati this time, a 3 p.m. start. And the 49ers host the Cowboys. That's at 6:30. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.